It is Fan Appreciation Day here at Dodgers Stadium. The Dodgers have more home games to be played, but today is the final regular season home game. And Rick Monday, you've been through a few of these before. It's always a special day at Dodgers Stadium.
You know what's fun about today, especially when the Dodgers have already clinched their seventh consecutive Western Division championship? It's kind of a celebration day. There are a lot of teams and a lot of ballparks around the league that are going to have to worry about, wait till next year. But the Dodgers, as you mentioned, still have some games left to be played. That's going to be postseason. These are fun days, David. Fun to maybe just reminisce on the fact that this has been a terrific season. Dodgers today, another chance to win their 100th game. No more fitting situation than to win it at home in the last regular season game here.
Rick, more players are talking to me more openly about the fact how they do want home field advantage, not only throughout the National League playoffs, but even in the World Series.
All you have to do is look at the numbers, David. 58 wins, 22 losses at home. Now, yes, that's during the regular season. Yes, that's against some teams that come in here that are not real good. I mean, let's be honest about it and take off the Band-Aid. Not every team the Dodgers play are really competitive teams. When they come back and play the next time here at home, it's going to be very competitive because it's going to be the postseason playoffs. But you want the postseason, if you can have the advantage at home, is to your benefit, because here's the deal. You get late in the ballgame, you know exactly what the scoreboard is telling you. You know what you have to do. If you're two runs down, if you're two runs up, if you're one run down or one run up, you have an idea in your last at bat of the last inning exactly what you have to do. Either curtail the other dugout and try and shut their offense down, or how can you get in the other team's bullpen if you're in the ninth inning and you're down by a run or two? You know exactly the format and the blueprint to either tie the game or potentially win the game in your final at bat.
That's right. The Dodgers have been very dominant here at Dodger Stadium. 12 walk-off wins this season. Rick, today is the final regular season home game for the Dodgers, but a while ago it was the final home game ever played at Ebbets Field.
Yeah, it was. And for those that like to maybe wager, here's a little simple wager for you to throw out to your best friend if you're sitting around and say, okay, who was it that hit the last home run at Ebbets Field? And just think about it. All right, we'll give you this clue. First of all, it was a Dodger. That narrows down the possibility. Well, it was on this date, 1957, the Duke of Flatbush. Yeah. It was Duke Snider who hit the final home run ever to be hit at Ebbets Field. You want to plan two and to win even a bonus point? Who did he hit it off of? Robin Roberts was the gentleman he hit it off of. The Dodgers, by the way, won it 7-3 that particular day. But this date, 1957, it was Duke Snider who hit the very final home run ever hit at Ebbets Field.
Everybody always talks about Mays and Mantle, but there was another center field in the borough of Brooklyn that was pretty good.
Yeah, there was another guy, the war number 7, Mickey Mantle. I've talked about it before. I grew up here in Santa Monica. I detested the Yankees. After playing 3 World Series, I realized as I was maybe a little bit brighter kid than what maybe people thought, because while I disliked the Yankees, I really have respected their franchise and the players. But there was one guy in particular that wore number 7, Mickey Mantle, that I idolized and then grew up. Switch hitter, but when he hit left-handed, I paid very, very close attention to Mickey. And then eventually, My second year in the major leagues, then with the Oakland A's, the first year that they moved the franchise from Kansas City to Oakland, 1968, was on the American League All-Star team. Who was on that team? Mickey Mantle in his very final season. And to have Mickey Mantle walk into a locker room and come up to you and say, and call you by your name.
Yeah.
Hi, Rick, how are you? It's like one of those, pinch yourself moments. He was one of those guys. Again, I didn't care for the Yankees, but that's why this ring means a little bit more to me. 1981, the World Championship against them.
No doubt about it. Meant a lot to Los Angeles, too. Hopefully the Dodgers can get another ring this season. Rick, enjoy Fan Appreciation Day.
Hey, we've got fingers that we can put more rings on. And for the Dodgers, for this ball club, I really, truly believe that they have a wonderful opportunity. This is their year to put their footprint in the sand. And with any luck, they will also have a world championship ring.
Hopefully so. They still got more regular season games to be played. Tim, we'll be there for every one of them.